Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christine, Danny G back with you to wrap up the 11 o'clock hour. Don't forget, we're with you to about 11:30 or so. Still to come in our next hour around 11:10, 11 around in that area. Zach Poff from Max Preps will got a lot of stuff to talk to him about as far as the rankings. But now we turn our attention to the Shula Bowl. You know, we usually talk to Eric Henry about FIU and such, but he's so involved in the Shula Bowl, and they had the game this past week at Ricardo Silva Stadium where FIU came up on the short end of the stick, 52-7 for the sixth straight loss in the series that FAU pretty much has dominated, 16-4. Eric Henry is kind enough to join us on a late night. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time and staying up.
Not a problem, Blue. Anytime. Always a pleasure to come on, talk a little Shula Bowl, talk a little FAU, FIU. Let's jump into it.
Well, let's talk about that Shula Bowl. Obviously, it's been a one-sided contest throughout the years this year, and I thought it would be a much closer game, you know, going in. You know, maybe if FAU had an advantage, because they haven't played that great this year, you know, and FIU's shown so much improvement. Were you kind of surprised by the score?
Yeah, you know, Blue, this is one that when I gave my game prediction, despite the fact that the line coming into the game was 15.5 points, I did think it would be a little bit closer because, A, what you talked about, FAU's very much been an up-and-down team this year. Kind of starts with their head coach, Willie Taggart. Over his entire tenure at FAU, has been a seesaw tenure, and then you can kind of get that trickle-down effect. Nicosi Perry, while his numbers have looked good both last year and this year, it's been a struggle for him to kind of develop that consistency and clutch key moments. And even, you know, whether it's been their offensive weapons on defense, et cetera, a struggle for them to find consistency. And FIU was a team that, you know, was really surging. They'd won two straight prior to the loss at North Texas, that young talent that they've been able to develop, a team Blue that they're only going to lose two players at the end of this year. I'll say that again, only two players are losing their eligibility end of this year. So a really young team seems to be surging in the right direction. Definitely thought it was going to be a bit of a closer game, but the fact of the matter is this, FIU's offensive struggles. Just give you a quick number, Blue, in the past two games, the first half of the past two games, FIU has had 11 three and outs on offense. That obviously is not going to get the job done. They can't fall behind those holes so quickly. First pass of the game, Grayson James gets picked off by Jalen Wester, one of the three Wester kids that's over at FAU. So that really was the recipe for success for the Owls, and give them credit. You know, they're 5-5, so searching for a bowl game. FIU still in contention as well at 4-6. But yeah, I did not expect that game to be as the margin to be as big as it was.
You know, I know when the game first started back in 2002, I mean, I believe I was at the game. It was at Pro Player at the time, Pro Player Stadium. I said, you know what? This has got a pretty decent future. You know, I mean, because you have two programs at the same level, two teams at the time that, you know, I mean, FIU and FAU are two schools that were looking for some identity. And then throughout the years, it's, you know, they've had some close games, but for the most part, FAU's had the advantage. Talk about this series, because obviously it's one of those games where a lot of kids know each other. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, a lot of kids have played against each other, with each other, former teammates that go up against each other. From that standpoint, and I think that Coach Mack is going to make this team a lot better. I mean, he's already shown this year an improvement. We can't, you know, you like they say, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and I definitely agree with it. I think this really, over the next 5 to 10 years, has a promise to be one of those real, real good battle series.
Undoubtedly. And I think you got to give credit, first off, to both schools' ADs who have agreed to continue to play this game despite the fact that FAU is leaving for the American. I can just go up the road, you know, at UCF and USF. They've had struggles to try to continue that matchup, even though it's continued over the past decade with they've been in the same conference. They had some times in, you know, the mid-2000s with Jim Leavitt when USF was dominating that rivalry. They didn't want to play it anymore. And now we'll have to see what happens with UCF heading to the Big 12. They may not play that game. So definitely want to give credit to both athletic directors who have come up with an agreement that they will play this game starting again in 2024 through 2027. They got a four-game agreement. But I agree with you.
Nice.
I think this rivalry has always had that potential. What makes it special is everything you just talked about, Blue. All these kids know each other from the backyard in South Florida, Palm Beach County, Broward County, Dade County. They all know each other. That's what makes it special. I mean, being down there on the field, again, as I've talked about with you, you know, every FIU game, win or lose, I like to watch the last 5-6 minutes from the field. But especially with Shula Bowl, you feel the emotion. And again, someone covering FIU, it's specifically been the emotion of losing for all of these South Florida kids who have had no bragging rights over a lot of kids that they know from, you know, Pop Warner football, high school football, et cetera. So the rivalry itself has a lot of potential just because of what it's made up of. It's so uniquely South Florida. And again, give credit to both ADs, FIU Scott Carr and FAU Brian White, for continuing this rivalry again in 2024. But it's got that potential. But as Mike McIntyre said, you can't truly get the feeling of a rivalry until you split the games every so often. And losing to the past six in the manner that they have, an average margin of 30 points per victory for FAU, that makes it tough, but absolutely has the potential to be a great rivalry.
Eric, before we let you go, two more games. They're at UTEP on the 19th, and then play Middle Tennessee State at home to wrap things up. Both winnable games, obviously. And I know that this coaching staff would love to have won the, or, you know, get to a bowl game in their first year. But this is all a building process. And even in the losses this year, and I saw, other than the one this past week, you look at it and say, you know what, there's a lot of progress made. And you've watched it. You've seen this program up and down, up and down. Do you agree with that, that it's in a direction now, that it's in a really positive direction for the future?
Undoubtedly, Blue. I know we're up against the clock, so I'll try to make it quick here. But in my mind, the fact that this team has four wins is a success, and I'll tell you why. It's not just the fact that they got the wins and, you know, the number of wins, the win column, that, quite frankly, I don't think anyone predicted. I know I had them at 4-8, but I don't think I had saw too many others who were willing to go there with me. Blue, as I said, you only lose Dorian Hall and Kyan Brumfield heading into next year. They've found established players. They seem to have a quarterback in Grayson James. Flex Joseph, you know, takes the reins at the running back position. They get that going. They got five offensive linemen who will all be back. That's a position that they didn't, you know, really have anything. Sean Peterson Jr., a local kid, finally makes that transition to defense. He's consistently highly rated amongst Pro Football Focus as one of the top edge rushers in FBS football. Andrew Vollmar, I mean, Adrian Cole, the list goes on. They found starters. So regardless of how this season plays out, and of course, Mike McIntyre, you know, you want to get to six and get that bowl game and get that experience because FIU hasn't been to a bowl game since 2019. But in my mind, truly, and I would say this to Coach Mack, you know, we had his presser earlier today, and I would say this to him, you know, if FIU does lose this week at UTEP, and indeed they won't be bowl eligible, this season has been a success just by the fact that they've been able to identify that young talent that they can take into year two.
No doubt. That's Eric Henry. Eric, let everybody know how they can follow you, and whether it be on the website or social media.
Absolutely. You can find my FIU and Conference USA coverage at UnderdogDynasty.com. That is SB Nation's home for Group of Five football coverage. And you can find my FIU coverage, including me heading out to El Paso this weekend for the FIU-UTEP game, on Twitter at @EricCHenry_.
Good stuff. Not to sound like the First Lady, but enjoy your Mexican food out there.
Oh, listen, I'm looking forward to it, no doubt about it. I am looking forward to it, my man.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, and thanks so much. Wraps up our 11 o'clock hours coming up. As I said, we're here till about 11:30 or so. Zach Poff will be joining us from Max Prep. If you miss anything tonight, go to WQAM.com. Top of the page, our podcast is right there under South Florida High School Sports. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.